Yo, yo, here we are.
This is what happens when the inmates run the asylum. We are the padded room. There's more of us than there are of you. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I'm here.
Buddy is in the house.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you sound terrible, my friend.
Oh, man.
What?
A lot of singing.
A lot of singing? Yeah. You've been singing, have you?
Yep.
What do you night. Got an indie band on the side?
No, just over at a friend's house and just playing some tunes and yelling along.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
what do you like, karaoke?
Well, I like to, but last night we were over at a friend of ours for
jam session?
No, not really a jam session. A friend of ours has passed away from leukemia. He was only 17 years old.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Went to his sister's house and a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a little tribute.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What were you singing?
I did some AC/DC and whatever else was on Pandora.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm feeling
nice.
It.
Nice. Yes, you are. And you sound like you're feeling it too, my friend. Monica, how was your week, babe?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything exciting?
Yeah. Well, I won tickets to Slaughter and Jim Jefferies.
On the same night?
Well, Slaughter was Friday night.
Okay.
I didn't go to that.
Why would you not go to Slaughter?
Because it's Slaughter, right?
Right? I can't. They just had that one song.
I never really liked them anyway.
80s hair metal.
There was nobody hot in that band, so it wasn't.
What about Mark Slaughter?
Ew.
He's pretty hot.
That's okay.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I barely remember anything by Slaughter at all. So
yeah.
I don't blame you for standing Slaughter up.
Yeah, but I did go to Jim Jefferies.
You said you won the tickets to Slaughter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucking... If you didn't pay for the tickets, then just fucking wad them up and shoot them out of an air cannon.
Well, that's somebody right. else got to go and enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's
yeah.
good.
Very cool. Uh-huh. Where did Slaughter play at?
At the Hard Rock in Lake Tahoe.
Wow.
I know, right?
I'm sure you could hear a pin drop in that arena.
Yeah. Well, yeah, our friend took a picture of like all 50 people that were there and said, "Thanks for the tickets."
Did he get a picture of Mark Slaughter too?
I don't think so.
Because I'd be interested to see what he looks like these days.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a new picture of them on the dot, and
yeah?
they look okay.
No, they're holding up okay?
Yeah, they held up okay.
Oh, it's too bad. I was hoping they all turn into fat guys. That's my little fantasy. How was Jim Jefferies?
He was awesome.
I love Jim Jefferies.
Yeah, yeah. I see him every time he's here.
Nice.
Very uh-huh. cool.
And you know the morning show, Rob and Don?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rob was there, and I just could not bring myself to go get a picture with him.
I heard he's a major league douchebag.
Yeah, my husband's all, "Let's go over there." I'm like, no. I'm like a little kid. No.
Yeah. I met them once back when it was Rob, Arnie, and Don.
Uh-huh, I love Arnie.
Arnie was very cool. Uh-huh. Don was nice. She's not very attractive.
No.
And Rob was, he had a major league douche vibe to him.
Yeah.
So that was it. For me, that's my story about Rob, yeah. Arnie, and Don.
I have a good story about Arnie, but I can't share that on the air.
Hey-o! Very cool. I had an interesting week. Remember last week I was complaining about
yes.
my allergies?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't allergies. It was a torn cornea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In that eye. Okay.
That sucks.
How did you do that?
I have no fucking idea how I did it, man.
Rubbing your eyes?
I don't even remember rubbing my eyes. Huh. I remember is I went to bed Thursday night, and I was getting ready for bed. I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my eyes are a little red. I must be fucking tired. So I woke up the next morning, and they're like, just the one eye is, uh-huh. like, completely red. I looked like I had the opening stages of the contraction.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, fucking gross, man. And then I freaked out and went to the urgent care, and they're like, yeah, dude, you got a torn cornea. So I'm like, how would I do that?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, something probably got in there, and you may have rolled over in your sleep and rubbed it or stuck it in there or something.
Oh, wow.
I just say, yeah, I'm just getting old now. That's all it is, dude. That's what happens when you get old, right?
Guess.
Wake up in the morning, oh, got a red eyeball. I guess that's just going to be red from now on.
So this, what do you do to fix it?
They give you these antibiotic fucking eye drops.
Uh-huh.
They're about the consistency of hair gel.
Oh, okay.
And you got to stick those in your eye four times a day.
Sting like gasoline?
It's fucking, dude, you have no idea. It's like somebody's putting like napalm in your eyeball. Wow. Oh, it sucks. But it looks a lot better.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm not panicking anymore because I woke up Monday morning. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My fingernails are going to start falling out.
Right.
I'm going to have maggots in my, I'm going to pee blood, for Christ's sakes. Don't want that shit.
You were like, who did I drink after?
Yeah. Really should have wore a condom that night that, what's her name? All right. Well, we got the usual shit show lined up for you, folks. How about a little horror news?
Horror news.
Are you guys ready for another Hellraiser movie?
I'll check it out.
Did you see the last one?
No.
It was absolutely terrible. And this next one is going to star Heather Langenkamp.
Hmm.
I'm not a fan of Heather Langenkamp. Nancy from the original Nightmare on Elm Street cannot stop smiling. She has a permanent smile. Watch the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
And those lips. Oh,
yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. She's like, Glenn, don't fall asleep. What? Close your mouth. Is it impossible for you to close your mouth?
Botox.
Exactly right. There's a little measuring stick that you can chart the talent of an actress by.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare on Elm Street, great show.
Mm-hmm.
What has she done for me lately?
Jack.
Absolutely nothing, Heather Langenkamp. I say nay, and I'm not excited about this new Hellraiser movie either, because it's one of those studio fucking deals where they have to make a movie ever so long, and if they don't, then the rights revert to somebody mm-hmm. else or whatever the hell. So that's what they're doing.
Just throwing it out there.
They're just going to squeeze this one out as fast as they can, and they don't really care if it makes money or who sees it or anything. They just need to retain the rights. Which is horse shit because this movie's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right now, Doug Bradley's not going to be Pinhead.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw Hellraiser Revelations, but they got a big fat guy in there to play Pinhead.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. And don't even get me started on that piece of shit. Bad business. Not excited for that. Were you guys fans at all of the Spawn movie? You seen Spawn? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I seen the mm-hmm. first one.
Comic book?
All right.
Todd McFarlane is written a screenplay for another Spawn movie.
Hmm.
He's the original artist from the comic books.
Oh, okay.
Should be cool. I'm not that huge of a Spawn fan, but I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's heavy on the heaven and hell undertones.
Oh, that should be cool for
yeah.
me.
Well, yeah. But the Spawn is like a hell Spawn.
Oh.
And so you have no idea about the Spawn?
No, I did watch the first one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
It was fine.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It
was fine. What was that, 97, 98, like that, something yeah. like that?
Long time ago.
Yeah, in the days of yore, as they say. Posters for Shane's Black, The Predator, are up on Bloody Disgusting. I'm ready for another Predator movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that Shane Black, he does good work.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember him from the first Predator. He played Hawkins. And he also directed Iron Man 3.
Very cool.
And some other stuff that escapes me at the moment. I'm ready for another Predator movie.
Yeah.
I know yes. Monica's husband is ready for a Predator movie. Did you guys see the last Predator? Predators?
Yes.
With mm-hmm. Adrian Brody?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
too bad.
Like on the game preserve.
Yeah.
And it was like the two rival Predator clans going mm-hmm. at it. That mm-hmm. was pretty sweet, dude.
I think all of their movies was pretty good.
I didn't care for those Predator dog things, though.
Oh, those were yeah. freaking those, scary.
Those were gnarly, but why would the Predators have dogs? I don't know.
Just what they have on their planet.
Dude, yeah, who fucking knows?
Well, just like the John Carter people.
What are you talking about?
Remember in John Carter, they had those green doggy dinosaur looking things.
You know, I own that movie. and I've had it for like 3 years and I've yet to watch it.
I'm glad you said that, because every time I start to watch that movie, I just stop in the middle.
Well, what do you, you got Jason Momoa in there, right?
He's in there?
Isn't that him? Doesn't he play John Carter?
No, the other hot dude from Battleship plays in there.
Oh, I didn't see Battleship either.
Oh, okay.
Nah, whatever. looks a little silly. I got the 3D version. Rings, sequel to Rings. Mm. Psyched for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ring 2 sucked a bag of dicks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Rings 1 gave me nightmares. Ring goo, I just didn't understand. And hopefully this one is going to be pretty sweet. It's a release date of October 28th of this year.
Hmm.
Pretty good times there, mm-hmm. kids, for the Rings. Yeah. I miss Samara, you know? I felt like she could have gone places.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she will.
I hope so. but fuck, man. It's been like, 10 years since the last Ring movie?
It's been a while. Wasn't Naomi Watts in the second one?
She was in the first two.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I like her.
Just in time for Halloween.
That's exactly right. I'll check it out, Rings. Lastly, Telltale Games is releasing The Walking Dead Michonne, which is a solo story.
Hmm.
You guys familiar with Telltale Games at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's pretty cool. It's more, it's not, I mean, they're video games, but they're more like choose your own adventure type of thing. It's like playing a movie pretty much. There's like not a lot of button mashing or anything like that. It's like you're playing the character. A character has choices to make and conversations to have, and you're just hitting the button that coincides with whichever area you want to go with. It's pretty cool if you're not into like action games.
Okay.
But like I played the Game of Thrones Telltale games. And they're episodic, so there's like 6 of them and you play them all in a row, and it takes you off on this very in-depth side story for Game of Thrones, which I know you people don't watch at all. I know you freaking should, because it's amazing. It'll be cool. Telltale Games, pretty good times. Cool. Again, it's like reading a book, but in video game fashion.
Hmm.
So you might check that out if you're into Michonne. Apparently, this is going to cover her backstory.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Like what happened before she showed up with Andrea and the two dead guys that she had on the leashes.
Cool.
Wow.
All that fun stuff for the Walking Dead super fans out there.
Cool.
That's all I got on the horror news. My friends, you guys got anything?
No, you covered what I had too.
What did you have?
Oh, I had the Pinhead story and the Predator.
I'm not at all excited about this new Hellraiser movie. And I am the quintessential Hellraiser guy.
Well, when I read that the original Pinhead is not going to be in there, I was like, fuck, well, how can you have a Hellraiser?
I mean, I get it. Doug Bradley can't be Pinhead forever. He's old and he's a little on the chubby side these days. So I understand that. But that guy that was in Hellraiser Revelations looked exactly like Dale's roommate. And I have a problem with that. I know you guys have never met Dale's roommate, but I'm just saying. It's not good. It is not a good thing.
That's funny.
I do have one thing to share that if somebody can keep an eye out for this, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right. So I saw a trailer for a new movie that's going to be coming out, and I believe it would be pronounced Zombies, like zoo.
Okay.
And bees.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Undead animals?
Yes, the zoo. All the zoo animals turn into zombies.
Wow. That sounds like badass. It sounds like a Sunday morning cartoon.
Oh, yeah. No, watch the trailer.
Zombies?
Yeah.
I'm gonna write that down.
I know, I was trying to find a release date for it.
Zombies. Yeah. And you say it looks pretty good?
Yes.
Oh, Monica.
Way better than, you know, the last bee crap that I've been watching.
Well, that's not saying anything, sweetie. Buddy, you got anything on the horror news?
No.
All righty. Let's get into some listener mail then. I am on the ass end of a dog fart right now. Anybody else getting that? Getting a little piece of it?
No, not yet.
It's coming. Don't you worry about it.
Listener mail.
Yeah. We got the emails, the voicemails, the whole shebang over here. Started off with our main man in Finland, Axel, coming in. Subject line, movies and meat hook. Hello, Padded Room. Hope you guys had a great week. This week, I actually had time to sit and watch some movies, so I watched Dark from 2015. Do not watch this piece of wannabe artsy shit. IMDb says it's horror, but it's not. But it's not. It's just boring story of a girl in a blackout. Yeah, that sounds pretty boring. I hate it when horror movies try to get all artsy-fartsy on you, like the high-concept stuff. You know what I mean?
That I can't understand.
Yeah, after like 20 minutes, you're just going, what the fuck is going on here, man? I don't get it. I'm not smart enough. The Forest from 2016. Did not like the movie. It's jump scare after jump scare, stupid characters, and that ending. A shame I was really interested in this one. I wasn't that mad at The Forest. I thought it was
all right. That's too bad that he didn't like it.
I'm pretty hot for Natalie Dormer, though. So, you know, you got to take that into account. The Veil, 2016. It's okay. Just okay. There are a lot worse movies to watch, but that said, there are lots and lots of better ones, too. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I thought it was pretty good, but that's just me. Hangman from 2015. This was pretty good show. It's found footage style movie about a family and this crazy dude who lives in their attic and terrorizes the family. This made me think what happens in my home when nobody is around. I try not to think about what happens in this house when I'm not here. That's a road I don't even need to go on. And lastly, Southbound from 2015. Pretty good anthology with five stories. It's okay if you need to kill some time. I saw Southbound. Pretty good show there, kids. We'll get into that in the other segment there. Meat Hook is actually impossible this week. Just way too many great 80s movies. Just quick, can I pick Death from Final Destination for the Terror Dome, or is that cheating? Here's the problem I have with that. I mean, really, was Death even a character in those movies?
No.
It was more just a sequence of
something to catch up to you.
Yeah. It's just a sequence of unfortunate events that killed all those kids. They really should have called those movies really bad coincidences.
Right.
That makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Should we let Death into the old Terror Dome?
Would it be Death or the Grim Reaper?
Well, I guess it would be Death, right?
Huh. That's going to be tough.
That is going to be tough. All right, let's put it to a vote. All in favor of Death, raise your hand. Axel, I'm going on record as stating that I was the only guy that raised his hand in that event. So, sorry, buddy. No Death for you. If I can, I'll take him for singles and teams. I think I'll go the Xenomorphs from Aliens. You got it, my man. I'm going to put you down for the Xenos.
And you know what? Let's put Death in there. Let's make this interesting because I'm over here pondering how would you capture or kill Death?
I'm pondering just how the fuck I'm going to write that into the fucking Terror Dome. All right. All right, Axel. You want Death? Right. You got Death.
All right.
From the Final Destination movies. You're in there, my man.
We'll give it a go.
That's going to be a tricky one.
Yeah.
Caligari is a good movie for its time, and it's really pretty movie to look at. Those are some great sets. That's it. Have a great week. Talk to you later, Axel. Thanks for writing in, Axel. You guys watch the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari?
Yes.
Well, I know exactly where Rob Zombie got his Living Dead girl video. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, our old friend Sean G coming in from Angry Gnome Comics. Subject line, Ghastly Awards. Are you familiar with Angry Gnome Comics, buddy? That's your one-stop shop for all your horror comic needs. All
right.
AngryGnomeComics.com. This guy's writing the Puppet Master comic books.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Hey, people. Sorry for the email, but it was the easiest way to spread the word. Puppet Master is up for Best One-Shot in the Ghastly Awards. And voting ends on the 21st. So I'm making a last-minute push to try to get some votes. If you can, jump over to the site and vote. That'd be awesome. Hope all is well. Sean. I'm going to put a link up on the Padded Room page to the Ghastly Awards.
Very cool.
So let's all go over there and vote for the Puppet Masters for Best One-Off. Speaking of Sean's, here comes Sean S. Right here in Reno, Nevada. Subject line, Meat Hook. If we're talking movies that embody the essence of the 80s, as opposed to which ones are the best, I'm going to have to go with Class of Nukem High. Oh, the old Nukem High, my friend. Wow. That's a trauma classic. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And since The Return of the Living Dead was already said, I'll toss in The Toxic Avenger.
Mm. Okay.
And The Toxic Avenger. Let's see what he did there. Mm-hmm. It's mostly trauma movies.
Yeah.
And trauma was good back in the day, because before the internet, you could beat off to anything they put out there.
Right.
So that's I see where Sean's coming from. He's thinking with the right head or the wrong head. I don't know which head he's thinking with, but I like it. I'll talk in the Toxic Avenger. Really, I feel that pretty much anything that trauma spit out in the 80s would fit the bill. Hell, half the shit they put out even nowadays still feels like the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it for me, Sean. Thanks for writing in, Sean. I can't watch trauma these days.
No.
Anything really? After like 1983? No, 89, I'd say. I have a love-hate relationship with trauma. Mostly hate, though, you know? Up to like, probably like the early 90s, they were like, okay, we make shitty movies. Mm-hmm. We should just make shitty movies. And then they just went off the deep end with the fucking Poltergeist.
Don't you start with me!
fucking Class of Nukem High, Part 17. You know, it's just, what, you can't, I don't think you can set out to make a shitty movie. You have to think your movie is great and take it extremely seriously. And then it has to be, then it crosses over into the so bad it's good realm. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you just want to say, I want to make a really bad movie and hope that people like it because it's bad, then it's just bad and you're wasting everybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. Unless you're a 12-year-old with a boner. And then you can probably still
beat
off.
I think those are like the good time movies. Open up some Four Locos and have some fun with those.
You had me at Four Loco, Monica. Hey, Tim coming in, Sydney, Australia. No subject line. Hi there, Darian, Miss Monica, and Buddy. How are we this week? Sorry about the lack of email last week. I did email you, but I guess it didn't make it. Useless Australian internet. Anyway, my three on a meat hook would be The Lost Boys. It's the greatest 80s movie ever. I can't think of two others. I may be a bit early, but for the Terradome, if I may, I would take Leatherface and the 30 Days of Night Vampires for my horses, please. Okay, enjoy your week. Much love, Tim.
Right on.
Very cool. Tim, I'm putting you down for Leatherface and the 30 Days of Night Vampires. You're locked in, amigo. Good luck this year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need it. Axel coming in again. Subject line, Terradome update. All right, padded room, it's my free weekend. No work or family. And that means 24 cans of ice cold beer in the fridge and a hot sauna ready to go. Does he have a sauna at his house?
Wow.
Is Axel secretly a millionaire or something and we didn't know about it?
It's probably underground like a
probably. Axel, I'm going to direct you to our patron page. Feel free to make a contribution, my friend.
What's your beer of choice?
That's what kind of beer do they have in Finland? That's what I want to know. Anyway, just wanted to mention that if I can't take death, then give me the thing for singles. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I know I will. Axel.
Very cool.
Thanks for writing in again, amigo. We put you down for death. Let's not get greedy. Okay? if we were going to put the thing in the Terradome, then we'd have to, I think that would fit more into the kaiju division.
Yeah.
So he'd be up against like the Blob and Godzilla and the thing from Cloverfield and things of that nature. Here comes Tim. Again from Sydney, Australia. Subject line, Werewolf Athletics. Just to add one last thing, my Werewolf Athletics shirt has arrived.
Yay!
Jesus fucking Christ, Tim. Holy shit. I was seriously thinking about going to Australia and just be like, honey, I got to take this shirt over there.
I'll go with
drop
you.
Drop it off. Right. I may or may not be coming back. So.
little field trip.
Has just arrived, so I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Darian and sorry for all the trouble I caused. It couldn't have come at a better time either, as I've been pretty lazy and this will make me get out there and do something. So thank you once again.
Can we have a picture of you, Tim, in your shirt?
We're going to need a pic, Tim. So let's make that happen. let's go ahead and put some pants on, too. Just saying. You know, I think we've seen just about everything that Tim has to offer.
Look at my shirt.
Yeah. What do you think of this shirt? My shirt's hanging a little to the left. We got Crease coming in. Subject line, it's Crease. So the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari was pretty much better than I had expected. I thought it was one of those movies that are classics that people pretend to like because they're supposed to. I was highly skeptical. But it was pretty awesome. I really liked the weird dreamlike sets, really added to the production, and I wasn't expecting the twist that one expects in every movie that takes place in an asylum. It was played really well. Have you checked out the preview for The Green Room? Punks versus White Supremacists. My projectionist friend said it's solid and scary good representation of both sides. He recommends it. That's it for today. I left my notes at work. Crease. Haven't heard of The Green Room.
I haven't either.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Punks versus White Supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are like next door neighbors.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I don't know. Okay, very cool. I'm going to look into that there, Crease. Looks like we got a couple voicemails coming in here.
All right.
I believe this to be Alan or his lady friend. Probably Alan.
Padded room, what's up? So, hope Darian's feeling better.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did call in last week, but I guess I got super GP'd because it seemed must have hung right up.
Wow.
I don't remember the meat hook for this week. Anyway, last week's the franchise, though. And I'm going to go with The Living Dead Trilogy, number 3. Number 2, I'm going to go with Friday the 13th. And number 1, I'm going to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Very cool.
Hmm. Right on.
Monica's question of the episode about witchcraft. Yeah, Darian nailed it. I really don't believe in witches or magic. I don't remember this week's question of the episode. I'll get back to y'all. Hope everybody's having a good one. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
I suspect he was getting a blowjob again. God damn it, Alan.
It's that fresh relationship stage.
Yep. That's the best time right there. Yeah. Can't keep your hands off each other for a good month and a half.
And then it's time to move on.
That's right. Oh, you want me to meet your parents? Look at the time. Here comes Gracie's poppy.
Hey, Sheepy.
What's up, brother? Sounds sad.
I got myself a man cold. So,
oh, great.
I kind of think I'm dying.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, a little disappointed this week. Yesterday, Netflix sent me the Last Outpost movie.
Nice.
And I was looking forward to watching it after work. And when I get home, put it in, turns out the fucking disc is cracked.
I've had that happen before.
And I was looking forward to it. And I'm very, very sad right now. And
I'm sorry.
Fuck Netflix for fucking with my emotions like that. But
Anyway.
It'll be all right. What's the, immersion therapy, Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which I've seen multiple times.
Nice.
And I have the remake, 2005, I believe it is, remake, which is almost a shot for shot, black and white, looks almost exactly like it, except it speaks. Mm-hmm. Love them both, Doug Jones as Cesare. So, the 1980 remake, which is not a remake at all, this weird sexual thing, which in and of itself, not necessarily a bad thing, but it has nothing really to do with the original one, except they say that this chick is his granddaughter, whatever. Never saw it. I've seen it around back in the VHS days, the mom and pop stores, and I always wanted to check it out, just never really pulled the trigger. Can't find it on YouTube. It's got to be out there somewhere. So
I'll see what I can do for
that. Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got. I'm going to get let go before I infect you with my man cold over the airwaves.
Oh, don't worry about that, my friend.
And I'm going to go die in peace. If I'm alive next week, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hope you're feeling better, amigo. Ay, ay, ay. I might have to check out that 1986 sexy Caligari. So there's some sexual sexy in there. I'm into that. I don't mind telling you. All right, inmates. That's about it. You guys got anything for Axel, Tim, Chris, Alan, or GP?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for writing in, kids. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I am looking into Crypticon. I think I'm going to go. Wife okayed it, so I might just go up there. I'm psyched for that. I don't want to spend that much money, though, you know?
Mine will be a last-minute decision if I'm going.
I don't know. I'm going to see what ticket package Kreese is going with. But I think I'm going to go. It's been like 10 years since I've been to one of those things. So I think I'm about due. All right, let's get ourselves into Nazi zombie land, shall we? Talking about Outpost 3, Rise of the Spetsnaz.
Yeah.
Anybody know what a Spetsnaz is?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
It's basically the former Soviet equivalent of our special forces. Like elite military unit. I believe they were active in World War II. In fact, may have been founded around about that time. This story here is actually a prequel
to
the outposts. Took me a while to figure out that we were back in the bunker. I don't know why.
Same here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, they're there.
Yeah.
Once, I think the elevator.
Once he was like almost out and you saw the stairs going up to the surface, then I was like, oh, that's the fucking bunker, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't click. Should have figured that out a while ago. Anyway. So this one actually picks up on the Eastern Front during World War II. Actually, I believe it was just after, because I think it said 1945-46 at the beginning. So that would be after the Nazis never officially surrendered. Basically, what Hitler did was he ordered what troops he had left into the Bavarian forest to institute a guerrilla war campaign. Mm-hmm. Basically, they surrendered, because about that time was when the Third Reich was falling apart. So that was the official order. Most Nazi commanders were like, yeah. You go right ahead with that. I'm going to go ahead and wave the white flag and get the fuck out of here, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So this would pick up round about that time in history. We pick up with a group of Russian Red Guard, whom I think would go on to become Spetsnaz. These guys are some bad motherfuckers, man. You got like, what, 6 or 8 of them to start with?
Mm-hmm.
And they're running reconnaissance missions through the Bavarian forest trying to track down these fleeing Nazis. They got it. They come across a road, and they're pretty sure that the road is going to lead to a Nazi camp or some kind of a supply line. So they set up an ambush there, and sure as shit, about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes later, a Nazi patrol comes through You got one of those motorcycles with the little sidecars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much fun would that be?
Right.
That's. I mean, I don't want to be in a war, but I would like to have the little sidecar there. Because the guy in the sidecar always looks like he's happy.
Yeah. You know? I always envision the sidecar becomes loose and the bike keeps going. Right.
Well, that's the best possible scenario.
Yeah, that's why he's happy.
Oh, the rush.
Yeah, as soon as the bike takes off, he's just going to spit her on down the road. It's going to be awesome.
That's right.
It's like riding one of those soapbox things or something. You got one of those things. It's pretty badass. You got like three or four trucks and it's full of Nazis. You also have like another group of Nazis, I don't know, maybe a click or two away, and they've actually captured one of these Russians. We'll get to that in a minute. So, the convoy comes through, the Russians, big action sequence, they attack it, they kill all the Nazis. I don't think any of the Russians died right there. You know, a lot of shooting and blowing people up and stuff, and then, you know, there's some survivors, so they walk around and slit their throats. Mm-hmm. The leader of this Russian group is Yuri. He's the leader because he's big and he's bald. Mm-hmm. The bald guys always lead, which means that one of us is going to have to shave our heads at some point. I'm just going to put that way. One of us is going to have to do it.
I've already done it.
I think Monica's hair is going to start falling out pretty soon.
Exactly.
The way she dies and re-dies and dies on top of dies. So he's a bad motherfucker too, man. He's got the trench coat and everything. His second in command is a guy named Dolokhov, and this dude has been lifting some weights. Looks like he just got out of prison, and he knows how to fuck some shit up. Mm-hmm. We got like a younger kid out there. He's kind of nervous, and we got like a sniper guy. We got a couple other guys that are just there, and you know they're all right. So that's what happens. They hit the convoy. They kill everybody there. They start going through the papers, and it's all in German, and I can't understand what any of it said except that we see a lot of pictures of fucking like head x-rays mm-hmm. and stuff like that and weird pictures of dead dudes and things of that nature. And I should mention that before we got into this flashback, the movie actually started with an old guy sitting in a bar doing shots, and he put a Russian Soviet pendant in a shot glass. Did he swallow the pendant or what? Because he put it in the shot glass and then he did the shot, and I was like, that's gonna hurt on the way out, dude.
I don't remember
if he swallowed it.
I don't know. Either way, you shouldn't put weird stuff in your shot glass, because if you swallow it, that's bad business.
Right.
Gonna tear up your butthole.
And don't go through the airport either.
Yeah. You're gonna have some explaining to do, my friend. So that's cool. That's he's speaking Russian and he's talking to the bartender in Russian. Some subtitles there. Then we get into this flashback back in World War II. They hit the convoy. They blow a bunch of shit up and kill everybody. They send, I think it was the younger kid, about half a mile down the road as a lookout while they're going through all these papers and stuff. Pretty soon the kid comes hauling ass back, and he's being chased by a Panzer that is shooting at him. Mm-hmm. Panzer is a German tank. Not really like a full-on tank, more like just an armored vehicle with like a machine gun on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And behind the Panzer is like a truck full of Nazis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if we fucked up here, comrades, is what happened. They kill that kid. The Russians kind of scatter. Yuri has all the papers on him. They take off. We see that one of the Nazi guys, who I first thought was Klausner, is mm-hmm. not. But he's got a Nazi, he's got a zombie on like a dog chain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, now we hunt. Mm-hmm. And he lets the zombie go, and the zombie goes taking off after the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
We get a pretty sweet little action sequence here where like the Russian sniper is picking them off as they're coming through the clearing. And then a really cool shot as like the camera goes around the scope of the gun, and then you see the zombie pop out of the tree behind mm-hmm. him. Well, that was badass, dude. I make it a point not to root for Nazis, but I also make it a point not to root for Russians. So I don't really care who wins this fight.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they all die.
We just want somebody to get killed.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of that going on
as
here.
As gruesome as possible.
Plenty of killing going on here. The zombie takes down a couple of guys. The Nazis managed to chase down a couple of the Russians. There was one part where like one Russian is like hiding under a tree and the Nazis just throw a stick bomb underneath it and blow him, blow him into a bowl of spaghetti. That was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Basically, all of the Russians get killed except for Yuri Dolokhov and another guy called Fyodor?
Mm-hmm.
Frodo? Something, I don't know. So I can't I couldn't pronounce any of these goddamn names. They round them up. They knock out Dolokhov. He's unconscious. They bring Yuri back. He is conscious. Mm-hmm. And that's when we meet the leader of this Nazi group, mm-hmm. dude by the name of Strasser. You know he means business because he's wearing sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever one of us shaves our head is also going to have to start wearing shades. I'll volunteer for that part because I got a torn cornea and I look like I have the contracted disease right now.
You can have that.
Yes. That'll be me, baby. This dude means business. He looks like he came right out of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was thinking that too.
A lot of, you know, I can't do a German accent. You have the papers? You know, all that stuff. I was expecting him to slap somebody with his gloves.
Oh, yeah.
That did not happen at any time, unfortunately. He's got the big trench coat and the tie and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He knocks out Yuri, and then we wake up. We're back in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the bunker, the one from the first two movies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to end up down there, kids.
Nope.
It looks a lot different now than it did in the first mm-hmm. two movies. I think it's because it's functional now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the other movies, it was just covered in dust and bullshit, dead bodies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We start off, they come to, and they're like in a cage, and it's Yuri Dolokhov, Fyodor, and a strangely out of place American. Captain Rogers, who I thought may have been Captain America. The American is like, "Hey, fellas, what's happening?" And he's like, "Oh, yes, we have American. He's got sense of humor." Turns out this American guy was a spy, and he's been watching this bunker for a while. He's got a pretty good idea about how they can get out of there using the air ducts and stuff like that, because he's got this theory that this bunker is one giant machine and it needs ventilation and some kind of function. And that's what he was there to do, was to figure out what the hell was going on.
Right.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Speaking of ventilation. So they're in there and they're kind of talking. And Fyodor has been injured in some way. I think didn't he get shot in the leg or something like that?
I think so.
Something. Mm-hmm. He's down. Yuri and friggin' Dolokhov are up and they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, like a weird window opens up and it's Strasser on the other side. And he goes on with this stupid speech about Russian dogs and blah, 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 blah. And like the cell that they're in opens up into a corridor or like a long hallway. And I guess there was cells on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So Strasser's like, "Hey, check this out, you bitches." He opens up one of the other cells, and the young kid, the young Russian kid, comes hobbling out.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a bad way, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He walks about halfway down there, and then he spots Yuri and Dolokhov, and he's like, "Oi, comrades!" So he starts walking towards them, but then Strasser opens up another door. Nazi zombie comes barreling out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Jumps the kid, starts ripping at him, tears his throat open. Yuri and Dolokhov are like, "Hey, motherfucker, how about you open this side and we'll see how he does against us."
Mm-hmm.
So Strasser's like, "Okay." Opens up the door. Yuri and Dolokhov run down there and stomp the Nazi zombie flat. I thought that part was pretty badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't piss off Russian dudes, man.
Right?
They are fucking furious.
Don't mess around.
Easily the craziest white people on the planet, I think. Russians.
It's their vodka.
Vodka mixed, I think, with cold weather.
Yeah.
You know, when you get like, it's just miserable. And they don't have water parks over there or anything. No. So
frozen parks.
Yeah, ice parks maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, go down a slide there.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on. So they run down there and kick the shit out of the Nazi zombie, kill
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Strasser's like, "Well, that man was cake decorator from Bavaria. Open cell 2. Cell 2 has child killer." So they open cell 2, and out comes this fucking tank of a Nazi
yeah.
zombie.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was not happy at all, and he had his shirt, his sleeves off.
Mm-hmm.
This dude had some guns mm-hmm. on him.
Yeah, he did.
It kind of reminded me of the Toxic Avenger.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, right?
I wrote that down, Monica. How dare you? He did, because he had like a big stupid bulbous head, mm-hmm. and he had the big guns, and he had like the jelly rolls on the neck and stuff, but he comes out and he's like, and Yuri and Dolokhov are like, come get some, and then he runs down there, and they put up a pretty good fight. Unfortunately, Yuri gets killed in this little engagement. Just basically gets kneed to death in the face, I think. That sucked. I was rooting for Yuri. Dolokhov puts up a pretty good fight. This part I thought was kind of weird, but they kind of explained it a little bit, because he manages to kill the child killer by snapping his neck.
Mm-hmm.
You can't kill zombies by snapping their neck, dude.
Yeah.
But it's going to make sense in a minute, I think. And we'll see if you guys are with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yuri's dead. Dolokhov is like tired, and he's like, fucking... I just had to fight this mountain, and now I'm would like a break and a sandwich, please. Captain Rogers comes up. He's like, "Hey, that's teamwork, fellas." Hey,
where was he?
And it's looking like everything's cool for a minute, but then I think the Toxic Avenger jumped back up and killed the American, right? Or did he kill?
No,
they used the American as bait.
Yeah.
They stuck. Yeah, he came out there. Yeah.
You're saying the ducks are the easy way out or whatever. He's like, yeah, okay, when they throw him.
Yeah, and then just kind of jump out of the way, and then the Toxic Avenger grabs the American and like smashes his face into the wall 60 times. So Captain Rogers is now out of the equation. So he puts down the Toxic Avenger by snapping his neck, and then the Russian, like, combat unit comes in, and they all point machine guns at Dolokhov. They round up him and Fyodor, and they take him into the elevator, which goes down. Once we get down there, we actually get to see Klausner. He's there, and he's like in his doctor's outfit. He's not in the Nazi outfit. And we also see a pretty hot blonde running around there, whom I think may grow up to be the witch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that what you guys think? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a second. So we get a fucking 15-minute monologue from Strausser about how Germans are the best people in the world, and he found a way to elevate their molecular whatever using this unified field theory, but it's still in the opening stages, and he's experimenting, and blah, 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 blah. First, he's got like a Nazi youth kid that he puts in this weird chamber, just sticks him in there, and then fires up the big machine that we saw in the first two movies. I still don't understand unified field theory or how any of this crap works, other than it makes everybody's ears bleed. I'm done, dude. I don't want any part of it. If it's going to make my ears bleed, I already have a torn cornea, okay? What is this fucking machine going to do to me? I don't want it, whatever it is. Gets in, everybody's ears start bleeding. Strausser thinks it's funny. Basically kills the kid in the experiment chamber. Lays him out flat. But the kid doesn't get up, does he?
No.
No, he's just dead, right?
Yeah, I believe he... It's
like they panned away.
Yeah. What we find out is that you have to inject people with that crud, then put them in the chamber.
Yeah.
And I think they may have to be dead first. Did anybody else get that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I could be wrong about that part. It's very fuzzy to me. Yuri's like, well, that's great. You people are a bunch of psychos, and you're all going to die anyway. You pretty much already surrendered, so go fuck yourselves. And he's like, well, we didn't surrender. That's just a ploy to lure everybody in, and then we're going to turn the unified field thingy on, and then we're going to kill you with the zombies is what's really happening. Yuri's like, yeah, you're crazy. So they take Yuri, they put another ass whip, or not Yuri, Dolokhov. They take Dolokhov, they put another ass whipping on him, a pretty good one too. And they're taking him to his cell, because I think the plan at this point was to inject him with the shit and stick him in there.
Right.
They're getting everything ready for that. But unfortunately, during this ass whipping, they knocked one of his teeth out. So he manages to spit the tooth into his mouth. And as they're putting him in his cell, he jams the tooth like into the lock of the cell. And then they put him in there, but the door doesn't quite latch all the way because there's a fucking tooth in there. But they get it to latch, and they think he's in there pretty safe.
Right.
The Germans go on about their playing chess. And this part I thought was pretty cool, because you're getting to see some of the stuff that was in the first movie, like the chessboard, the radio room, the little bunk area, you know. It's just some of the weird shit that you saw in the first movie. Yuri's in there. He's like, okay, well, I got my tooth jammed in the thing, so all I got to do is put a good kicking on this door, and it's going to come flying open.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. He has to kick it like 25 times.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, my friend, I don't want to get kicked by Dolokhov, because he's putting his back into it. That probably collapse a lung or something.
Looked like I was shaking that room.
Yeah, it's shaking the whole bunker. Boom, boom, boom. Pretty soon the Nazis are like, this motherfucker is going to interrupt our chess game. Let's go put another beating on him for doing that.
Yeah.
So they go walking down the hallway and they're like, all right, asshole, you kick the door one more time and we're going to fucking give you another one. So he kicks the door. This time it comes flying open and smacks into the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dolokhov has been around the block. So he gets out there and just starts breaking arms and legs and throwing people around. kicks the shit out of these two Nazi guards. Kills them. Drags them into the cell area there. Takes the uniform of one of the Nazi guards. That thing did not come close to fitting him at all. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but those buttons were like holding on for dear life. He's like, all right. He takes their one of their submachine guns and puts a helmet on. His goal at this point, I believe, was to go save Fyodor and hopefully kill a lot of these Nazis. So at this point, we cut back to Fyodor. He is in a pretty bad way because he was already wounded in the first firefight. They go ahead and inject him with the black crud, which means he's next in line to get into the crazy sonic boom chamber, get his ears blown out, or whatever happens in there. here comes Dolokhov. He comes down there, basically kills everybody, submachine gun. A little cat and mouse action there. Gets into the old... All right, so yeah. Kills everybody. The part that I liked the most was when he got into the like the operating room and that dumb shit doctor was like trying to fight him with a scalpel.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that was funny.
He's just like nonchalantly walking around and the doctor's swinging the scalpel all crazy. He, of course, works the doctor over and stabs him in the neck with the scalpel. And something that was really cool, he grabs the hot blonde and throws her in the sonic chamber and throws the switch. And it may have just been me, but it sounded like she started cackling towards the end. Did you guys get that?
Yeah, I caught that.
That's the witch.
Yep.
It's unanimous. That's cool. He gets manages to spring Fyodor loose. Fyodor is already in a bad way, and the whatever the fucking shit was that they injected him with is starting to set in. They're like, all right, comrades, we are the Russian wolves, and we will be killing all of you now. So they basically kill their way up to, like, the main level. This part is a little fuzzy. It looked like they were about to get out of the bunker, but then they kind of got surrounded. So then they got in the elevator and went back down. Is that right?
Or you hit the up button. No.
Well, it looked like they went down, and this part was pretty cool because they get down there. They get out into like that main area that we saw in the second movie, and they're basically Strasser thinks he's got him pinned because that's where all the experiments are. He's like, "I have you now, you sons of bitches!" And then he opens all the doors, and they're immediately surrounded by Nazi zombies, including the guy with the big guns that we saw at the beginning. They're like, "All right, comrade, outnumbered and outgunned, just as like we like it." Fyodor's like, "Hey, dude. I'm already injected with the shit, and I can already kind of want to eat you, so how about you just go ahead and get in the old elevator and head upstairs, and I'll do what I can to buy you some time here." Fyodor gets jumped. Dolokhov hauls ass back to the elevator. He, like, propped it open with his knife, which I thought was pretty sweet. The big guy with the guns goes hauling ass after Dolokhov. Dolokhov is like, oh, shit. This is not the guy I want to share an elevator with. I'll tell you that right now. So he opens the like the up hatch that goes to the ceiling in the elevator to get into the elevator shaft. While all this is going on, Strasser and his like security team are upstairs. And they're like, those assholes are either going to get killed by my zombie guys downstairs, or if they try to come back up here, we're just going to firing squad them, and that'll be the end of that. So the big guy with the guns goes running in there. Dolokhov jumps up onto the roof of the elevator. Just as the door's closing, Dolokhov hits the up button and basically traps the huge Nazi zombie in the elevator. Elevator goes all the way up. Doors open. yeah. Strasser and his security team were there. Just as the elevator's coming up, Strasser's like, I don't want to be part of this business, so he takes off. But he leaves all of his guys there to basically Swiss cheese Dolokhov as he's getting out of the elevator. Elevator door opens, and out comes the biggest, scariest Nazi zombie ever, and basically just dozes everybody in the hallway.
Yeah.
Rips, you see like body parts flying. And they're shooting the shit out of this dude, but he doesn't give a fuck. Just starts ripping everybody to shreds. Dolokhov gives it like 5-10 minutes and then kind of pokes his head out and just sees dead Nazis everywhere. It's like, wow, that worked like a charm.
Yeah.
Woo!
Could you play dead?
I probably would.
I would have. I would have been like,
I died of a heart attack. Don't worry about it. go fight those guys. It'll be fine. That's pretty good. Dolokhov gets out. He's basically just nonchalantly walking out of the elevator. He gets to just about where the fucking the stairway up is, and he runs into Strasser by himself now. Dolokhov shoots him. Strasser pulls another gun, and Dolokhov like gives him a good talking to. I forget what he said, something funny or something. And then he stabbed him in the neck or the eyeball. Anybody remember?
Wasn't it the eyeball?
I think it may have been.
Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking eyeball.
That's what I know. It was like somewhere in his face or something. Yeah. Fucked him all up. Killed Strasser.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically uses one of the air ducts to get out.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out and runs away. But then he gets like that other group of Nazis that mm-hmm. had the one zombie on the leash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, now we hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they go hauling ass after Dolokhov.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he tripped a flare.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happened. They actually managed to catch him, but this Dolokhov is a bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
He picks up a tree branch and just kills all the Nazis and does a pretty good number on the zombie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it just me, or did he, like, walk off with the zombie at the end? Because I remember he, like,
threw him over his shoulder.
Yeah, and then he just kind of walks off.
Yeah.
I wrote down, hey, get back here with my zombie. Yeah. So I don't know what the point of that was.
Yeah,
was the zombie officially dead?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, deader, okay. Right?
Hmm.
Yeah, and then we cut back to the old present day, the old guy drinking in the mm-hmm. bar. I don't know whether or not he swallowed that pin. I hope not. But then another dude with a slimy English accent mm-hmm. comes up and he hands him Hunt's little diary thing. Mm-hmm. It's got a photocopy of Hunt's ID and like $40 in $10 bills.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that all it takes?
Yeah,
40,
yeah.
40 bucks? That'll buy you a Russian?
Maybe back then.
Back then is in 2013.
Yeah.
know. and so I'm led to believe that the old guy in the bar was Dolokhov. Am I right?
I didn't know. See, I was like confused at that end part.
Me too. I mean,
I'm like, how does he have that book?
Who is that slimy Englishman?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was supposed to be Mjolnir's right-hand guy. I don't know.
Okay.
But obviously they want to take... who I'm assuming is Dolokhov back to the old the outpost, right?
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
I guess. I have no idea. I'm not sure where they were going with that. I'm not even sure if that was Dolokhov. I assume it was because he was the only guy to survive that, and he had a Russian accent.
Yeah. Hmm.
What'd you guys think of Outpost, Rise of the Spetsnaz?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot better than two.
Than the second one?
For sure.
This one's more on the action, mm-hmm. right? The only thing I didn't like about it was that 20-minute fucking monologuing
yes.
by mm-hmm. Strasser.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was very James Bond villain-esque, where he's got him all tied up, and now he has to show him the ins and outs of his whole operation.
Yeah, there was just a little too much talking right there.
We don't need that. No. You know, just kill him. If you don't kill him, then he's going to get free and kill you. That's how every James Bond movie works. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. No, this is where I pick the lock and throw some karate on you.
Right.
That's how it works. I wasn't sure, though. Was the guy on a leash a zombie?
Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking. And it seems to me that because Dolokhov snapped the big guy's neck,
mm-hmm.
like the guys upstairs weren't full zombies. I think they were just injected with the shit. In order to go full zombie, I think you have to get injected with the shit, then put in the sonic chamber. Once that happens, then you're then you die, then you come back as the...
They just seemed much more intelligent than zombies normally.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So...
And the big guys weren't really, like, eating anybody. No. They were just killing you.
Right. Well, I don't think in any of these movies anybody got eaten.
No, and the guy on the leash was just ripping out necks.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
How cool would it be to have a pet Nazi zombie?
Yeah.
I would call him Himmler or something.
Himmler.
I wouldn't call him Hitler because that's too obvious, right?
Right.
It'd be like Klaus or Kinski or something. I don't know. That'd be pretty sweet. I like this. What did you guys think of the Outpost franchise?
I liked it.
Me too. I like some Nazi zombies. Mm-hmm. I like some serious Nazi zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole paramilitary angle of it. And if it was just kids in the, you know, in a cabin somewhere, that's fine. You know, make it a give it a comedic angle.
Right.
But I like to be afraid of Nazi zombies. There's actually a lot of Nazi zombie movies. What is that? Lake Dead? You ever see that one? That's a piece of shit. Don't worry about
okay.
that. What else? Oh, Shockwaves, where they're all wearing goggles.
Oh, okay.
Oasis of the Dead. That's another piece of shit. One of the zombies in that movie was nothing more than a head on a stick. And you could see it kind of wobbling around. Really, wow. Really stupid. All the Nazis look like they just came out of a disco.
Dead Snow.
Yeah, Dead Snow movies, of course, badass. Mm-hmm. There's a few out there. There's some actually pretty good ones. I like me some Outpost movies. Hmm. Monica, give me a power ranking on the three Outpost movies.
I'm going to have to do 1, 3, and 2.
I agree.
Same
thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1, 3, and 2. I think 1 was the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because of that. Not knowing it's a Nazi zombie movie, and you get in there and you're like, fucking Nazi zombies!
Yeah!
Love some Nazi zombies!
I wonder if you put these guys against the Dead Snow guys, who would win?
Colonel Herzog was a bad bitch, man. And he does that thing where he just pounds on the ground and brings everybody back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got to go probably those guys.
Those guys?
Except I feel like those guys are a little too cheeky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dead Snow 2 where the gay guy comes out. Oh, I didn't know that was an ugly face convention.
Yeah.
Stupid. yeah, man. I don't know. I like it either way. Mm-hmm. That was Franchise February. We covered the Outpost movies. Good stuff if you're in the mood for some Nazi zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time we took us a little break here. I got to put some crap in my eyeball.
Okay.
Speak the truth, I dare not to lie.
And we're back. I do that a lot more than I should. Time for a little something we like to call Three on My Meat Hook.
Three on a meat hook.
This week's meat hook is movies from the 1990s. 90s, a little bit of a dry spell in the horror area, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty heavy with the dipshit sequels. Nightmare on Elm Street's 4 through 6.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do we had? Jason Takes Manhattan. Some of the more lackluster Halloweens in there.
Yeah.
I think that was when that really shitty Texas Chainsaw sequel came out with Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
Bad business.
Yeah.
Bad business. Top three 90s movies, buddy. Why don't you start us off with number three?
Number three, Ravenous.
Ooh, I love that
that's
movie.
A good one.
Yeah.
Frequently overlooked, too.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Pearce in there.
Mm-hmm.
David Arquette.
David Arquette playing David Arquette, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
For some reason, I get hungry when I watch that movie.
Yeah.
And it's not because I want to eat anybody. I just, you know, there's a lot of meat, and they're like eating steaks and stuff. It always makes me hungry.
Uh-huh.
Oddly enough, didn't take place that far from where we're presently mm-hmm. sitting. Donner right. Pass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donner Party. Eating people.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stuck up in the mountains during the winter.
Forget we should it. Go there during the
there's
summer.
There's nothing up there. There's a rest stop up there where truckers go to get meth and blowjobs.
Well, what about the actual spot?
I think that is where...
Where the cabin was?
I don't know about the cabin.
Oh.
There was a cabin? Did they build? I thought it was a cave.
Oh, I thought they had a cabin in the movie. Didn't they have a cabin?
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie.
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't know if they actually filmed it up there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they did.
I don't think so either. I could be wrong about that.
Dang.
Monica, how about number three?
Phantoms.
With Affleck.
Yes.
That's a great show.
I love that movie.
I love that movie, too.
The whole creepy, everybody disappeared.
I'm the only one in a whole small town. Liev Schreiber played the creepiest dude ever in that movie.
Isn't he always?
a little bit, yeah. But the way he's like creepily hanging around Rose McGowan all the time. And, hey, I'm going to get you in the ladies' room here and show you something weird.
She used to be hot, too.
She's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, she's got like a weird face, I think, but
I don't know what happened to her these days.
She married Marilyn Manson and then I don't
well
know.
Now she shaved her head.
Oh, perfect. Oh.
Yeah, she's got a shaved head, new plastic surgery.
Ooh.
Shaved her head, she must be trying to be a boss.
Sure. Why not? She's gonna be a leader of a group of
there you go.
Russian spetsnaz. my number three is going to be a John Carpenter film by the name of In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, yeah.
That's I don't understand that movie.
Nobody does.
I'm
that's
an
the
idiot
whole point.
When yeah. it comes to point. That movie.
Heavy on the Lovecraftian themes. Sam Neill's a bad bitch mm-hmm. in there. Yeah, man, you can watch that movie 80 different times and 80 different times take something different from
mm-hmm.
it than you did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Is he crazy? Was he crazy the whole time? Did the whole world go crazy mm-hmm. while he was in the nut house there? Who knows?
I don't know.
That was a good movie, though.
That is a good show. How about number two there, buddy?
Number two, I'm going to go with Seven.
Oh, okay. Mm. More of a crime thriller?
Yeah, crime
it's
thriller.
It's a good show, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box. I heard that there was like a some kind of a director's cut out there where you actually get to see what's in the box.
Oh.
It's we all know what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's one of Paltrow's head and a
right.
fetus.
But is that what's really in the box?
That's what I haven't seen it, but that's what I've always believed is that it was Gwyneth Paltrow's head and the fetus mm-hmm. and the babies. Bad business, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be cutting out babies.
Yeah.
Good show. What was that fucking dick bayonet thing?
Oh.
That he made the little guy bang the hot chick with.
God, in that place.
I want to get the dick bayonet.
BDSM place.
Not to use it, but just to threaten my wife with it. You know what I mean?
Don't make me put this on.
You see this? You see? I'll just hang it above the bed in the bedroom. Yeah, is this what you want? Because I'll slap this motherfucker on, honey.
Like the principal having a paddle.
That's exactly right. You want me to, I'd even give it a cool name, too. Like the Mangler or something. You want, you get out of line, I'm putting the Mangler on.
The shaft.
Monica, how about number two, kid?
It's going to be The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, that's another good one. Mm-hmm. I saw that movie like 6 times.
Yeah.
In the theaters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I was in Okinawa, and when you're 17 and you're in Okinawa, there is nothing to do for you at all. It's either the gym, the bar, or the movie theater. I went to the gym quite a bit. I couldn't get into the bar, so gym and the movie theater for me.
I want to know, like, okay, so if that's the way the Satan worked, mm-hmm. I'm sold. You can have my soul. I want to have all of that. But when you watch that movie compared to the possession movies, I'm like, who wants to get possessed, lay in a bed, and look all fucked up?
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to work for like a
Al Pacino.
Yeah, dude. Okay, you got. He had a pretty good sales spiel there at the end when him and Keanu were in the office.
Uh huh.
He had a pretty good spiel, mm-hmm. you know. And I hate to get into that, but make some good points. Just saying.
Exactly.
Who do you think played the best devil, Al?
Between who else?
Just of all the people that have played Satan. You got George Burns.
Oh, I don't think so. You got, no way.
Robert De Niro played him once in a movie called Angel Heart. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
It's very understated, though. Al Pacino, of course. Didn't Frank Langella play him in The Ninth Gate?
Oh, that man is fucking hot.
Frank Langella?
Yes, I love him.
Get the fuck out of here.
He played Dracula once.
He did. Polyester, yes. Dracula.
I love him.
Disco Dracula. Huh. I'd probably go Al Pacino. I think he's the best devil.
Yeah.
Just because he's so charismatic. Or they, now they got that new show on, Lucifer.
Yeah.
That's a really good show.
Is it?
Yes.
I've been wanting to get on that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I tried to watch like 10 minutes and I was like, it's still TV.
Yeah, go get to the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it starts picking up.
Very cool. Mm. My number two, The Blair Witch Project from 1999.
I thought about that.
Pretty much restarted the found footage thing, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of people hated it just because of the ending. They didn't understand it.
I liked it.
I got to admit, I hated it when I saw it in the theaters, but I was still on the Blair Witch is Real kick at that point.
Oh, right.
And I hadn't seen the kids come out of hiding or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, and then when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is fake. This is just fake for a minute. Let me go watch it again and I'll see what I think. And then when it came out on video, I watched it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I was always a fan of that movie.
Mm-hmm. I think they made that movie for like $25.
I believe it.
You know? Which is good. It's awesome.
I can't remember if the actual budget was $15,000 or $25,000.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I think they actually spent more making that dipshit documentary that they put on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
It scared the fucking crap out of me because mm-hmm. I'm an idiot. God damn it. Don't get me started. How about number one there, buddy?
Silence of the Lambs.
Very cool.
Yeah.
One of the only horror films nominated for an Academy Award. Oh. I think it actually won, too, if I'm not mistaken. Good stuff. Anthony Hopkins mm-hmm. in there. He will talk you out of your own face.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't go into question him in his cell because the guy next door is going to throw his wad at you. You don't want that. You don't want a wad to the face there, kids.
Right.
Or maybe you do. I don't know what you're into. Yeah, man, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. That one did not make me hungry.
No.
On the cannibalism tip. Still a good show. Buffalo Bill in there.
Yeah.
I'd fuck me. Yeah. You want to fuck me? If you've seen that movie and you're a dude, you just come out and admit it. You did tuck your penis between your legs and stand in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Mostly I do it just to fuck with my wife. Oh, this just got awkward. Monica, how about number one, kid?
Event Horizon.
Oh, good times, dude. Yeah, have you seen that one? Yes. That's great, man.
Yeah. It's always creepy, no matter how many times you watch it.
You know that the spaceship was actually like a reproduction of the cathedral at Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like the corridors, everything. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of exterior shots where you can see like the battlements and things.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Huh. I really wish they would have made a sequel to that, but chances are it would have sucked and pissed me right off.
Yeah, just leave it.
Yeah, dude. The what was that? The gravity drive, that big circular spinning thing. Mm-hmm. That thing is creepy.
Yeah, I don't want to be alone with it. I don't want to be
anywhere near that fucking thing.
No.
No.
Jesus Christ, man. What else you got in there? Jack Noseworthy. I think if I was stuck on the Event Horizon, it would be like a bunch of hot naked chicks chasing me. But like
without eyeballs.
Yeah, you know, and I'd be like, hey, come on over. And then I'd see their faces and be like, the fuck out of here, man. Still a great show. My number one for the 1990s is going to be Nightbreed.
I knew it.
Love that movie. It's a great show. I like the new director's cut that's out. You got to admit, though, and don't get me wrong, I'm a Clive Barker dude.
Uh-huh.
Watching that movie, they cut some corners on some of those monsters, right? They did. It's true. 'Cause, I mean, you see, like, if I was going to go and be, like, go to Midian and become Nightbreed,
right?
Aaron got a pretty good deal. He got to turn into the weird swirly-faced beast. And then the red guy, he got a pretty good deal. But what about the dude with the fucking half-moon head?
Yeah.
You know? I didn't come up here and die to be with you to get a fucking half moon head.
Yeah, right.
I want to be able to change into something or fly or turn into smoke or something. Give me a half moon head. It's bullshit. I want my money back. That's your meat hook for the weekend, mates. It's top three 90s movies. As usual, the mental health hotline is 206-309-9117, or you can get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Let us know what your top three movies from the 90s are. That's kind of a dry spell there in the 90s, a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. It's a tough one for me to figure out. In the meantime, let's go ahead and get ourselves into some what are we looking at. I had an extra day off this week because my boss thought I had pink eye. So I got to get some movies in.
What are you looking at?
I'll tell you what I'm looking at, Miss Monica.
What?
Cabin Fever remake. I don't care for that. Dude, it's pretty much a shot-for-shot remake of the original, just with a lot of... It almost felt like they dumbed it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Threw in a lot more social commentary, like with Facebook and Twitter references. I didn't care about any of these kids at all.
Mm-mm.
Not a fucking,
they weren't likable.
The only thing I liked about it was Officer Winston. She's like hot now, and she's like, it's all about a hot chick with a facial scar. I'm into. But she's like that scene where Giuseppe Andrews would have rolled up, and he's like, "Hey, you're the party man." Now she's like, "We're gonna party, right? We are gonna party, right?" You know, I thought that was kind of hot. I was like, yes, we will.
I didn't know when the blonde came out of the cabin and she made that remark, "You got yourself a hottie there," or something. I was like, okay, is she a lesbian, bisexual?
I think she goes either way.
I don't know
now. I'm into that. I'm definitely into that. Mm-hmm. I'm not into the movie, though.
No.
It just, it felt almost like it lacked the fucking originality and like the whole... soul of the first one, you know what I mean?
It's for the new generation.
Yeah, but I think the original could be for the new generation, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it was a little too soon, and I don't know, man. It just wasn't for me. I'd like to find somebody out there that liked this movie just to get their two cents on it. Not my thing. I made it all the way through American Horror Story Hotel.
Oh.
Wow.
I need to... Are you guys caught up?
No.
This one is... a pretty good show. Yeah. It ties into season 1 and 3.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It kind of sucks because one of my favorite characters from season 3 actually meets her demise in the hotel. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Oh, you can tell me, because I'm waiting for the whole series to come out on Hulu so I can watch it.
You want me to tell you how it goes down?
Yeah, okay. I'm not bothered by it.
Okay, Queenie.
Unless you are.
You want, no, it's fine.
Oh.
Queenie dies in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
She puts up a good fight, because she's like getting hacked at, but whatever you do to Queenie happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Evan Peters shows up, and he's already dead,
mm-hmm.
so he kills Queenie.
Mm.
Evan Peters is a bad motherfucker, mm-hmm. man, especially mm-hmm. in Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He plays like that 20s,
mm-hmm.
and he's got the whole lingo down and everything. Yeah. I'm going to start doing my hair like that.
Do it.
I am.
You need that little mustache, too.
I want to do that, but I'm going to have to shave this and then grow that out. I don't know, man. That looks like a lot of upkeep, doing a pencil-thin mustache.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not into shaving every day, I guess.
A lot of plucking.
Yeah. Great show. My new power ranking for American Horror Story is going to go 3, 5, 1, 2, 4.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah. 3 is still my favorite. Coven?
Mm-hmm.
What else do I got here? Nina Forever. You guys get a chance to check this one out? Uh-oh. What? Not into it?
What? What? Okay, so I watched it the first time, okay. and I stopped it.
Right.
But then after you said you watched it all, I rewatched it. So at the end, was Nina her? Yeah, I don't want to give it away for people.
Nina was attached to her.
Got it.
And yeah, we just spoiled that for you, so there you go. Basically,
well, nobody knows what it's about.
Well, basically, this dude is engaged and his fiance dies in a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
So he then moves on and ends up hooking up with this really hot chick named fucking Annabelle or something like that. I forget, but every time they try to have sex, the dead fiance shows up in the bed and she's all bloody and fucked up. And she's really snarky too. More of a horror comedy, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. It's like Hellraiser from the first one.
Yeah, a little bit with the mattress and all that shit.
Okay.
But like at first they're trying to be friends with her and they're trying to like engage in a threesome.
You got all excited at the part where she reaches out of the bed and all you see is...
Yeah, buddy. Maybe I need a dead fiance somewhere. pretty good. More of a horror comedy. Also watched Condemned from 2015. Rich girl gets fed up with her parents, so she runs away and lives with her boyfriend, who is squatting in a New York tenement building.
Mm-hmm.
A bad batch of methamphetamine gets let into the air ducts and makes everybody homicidal.
Oh.
Not bad. Not the greatest thing I've ever seen. Some really wacky characters in there. There's like these two gay Nazi guys that like are into the S&M stuff, but then they get the crap and it turns them into these weird zombies. Lastly, I watched Southbound from 2015. I understand you guys got to watch it too.
I have not.
You have not? Ooh! It's a bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horror anthology.
I'm excited to see it, though.
It looks like it's set in Nevada.
Okay.
Because the whole thing takes place like in the desert,
mm-hmm.
with like weird meth shanty motels and little shit stained towns along the road. Very cool. Very good times. I'm not going to ruin that one for you, but the anthology, I think you got 5 stories in there.
Mm-hmm. 5.
They're all pretty good.
Good.
One of them is above and beyond, but they're all pretty good.
And they kind of connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like interweave and stuff, and then it all comes full circle. That's all I'm looking at, buddy. How about you, my man?
Didn't see too lot. Saw Rays.
Oh, the chick fighting
one.
What'd you think of that?
That was pretty good.
I like ladies and wife beaters having at each other.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Did you catch Rosario Dawson in there?
Oh, yeah, I did.
She
is a small role.
Yeah, she gets killed pretty quick. But yeah, pretty good times.
Creep.
Oh, Duplass. Yeah. Mark Duplass.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that one?
First 20 minutes is kind of like, get to the point. And then after that, it's like, okay, yeah.
Well, you had to know what was going on because he's like, here's $1,000. Let's go film me taking a bath.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right. And now here comes this weird werewolf mask thing and no, you can't leave and all this weird shit.
Yeah. And then saw The Witch.
Yeah, what'd you think of The Witch?
I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're the first person to tell me that it's any good.
Really?
Everybody I know that has seen it just is so far has just hated it.
Well, just don't expect a horror movie. It's a witch story. So, I mean, if you're looking to get scared, you know, and, oh, crap, you know, this is going to be a really scary movie. No, it's not about that. It's about the time era, the witch. I don't want to do any spoilers, but it's really good.
Okay. Yeah. I plan on checking it out anyway.
The use of music, the use of lack of music is just phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm still pumped to see it because the trailers look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But all the like the hardcore horror fans that I know say stay away. It's just crap. That's what I heard. I don't know. Monica, how about you, kid?
Well, I'll start with my bad ones first.
Okay.
I watched this other one called The Mark of the Witch.
Okay.
It was horrible. It was like a dream sequence kind of movie.
Oh, nice. Those are the best.
Yeah. I didn't understand. Remember the lady that pretended to be the 911 operator in Southbound?
Mm-hmm.
She played in this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one she was. Was the one that walked into the bar.
Right before the whole shit went down. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I watched this other one called Containment.
That sounds familiar.
Where the people get locked into their apartment buildings because some virus has broken out, an illness, and nobody's allowed out.
All right.
Oh, it was just drawn out.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah, not very good. I watched Home Invasion.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I liked it. However...
That's fairly new, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
The girl from, what's her name? Natasha...
Henstridge?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen her lately?
No. Not so. Was she the one in Species?
Yes.
How'd she hold up?
She's still very good looking.
Okay.
But she's a big girl now.
Uh-oh.
So in this movie, the polyester pants they put her in.
Yeah.
My husband was like, I do not like her in this role. And, you know, parts that should have looked like you could move fast, she kind of had a hard time.
Oh, no.
I was like, what happened to her?
No.
Nina Forever. Mm-hmm. Hangman.
Oh, Axel was talking about that. What'd you think of him?
I really liked it.
I'm going to have to put that on the list.
Yeah. Am I saying his last name right? Jeremy Sisto?
Yes.
Yes, he plays in it.
Nice.
He used to be so hot.
Is he not hot anymore? We haven't seen him in a while.
Well, he's gotten to that man stage now where he went from skinny to being like man.
That's exactly the stage I'm in.
Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, with McAvoy? And
yes.
Radcliffe? How's
yes.
that?
Looks I good. Liked it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It was really good.
Nice.
And Deadpool.
What'd you think of Deadpool?
Too much comedy for
really?
Me. I'm not really into Ryan Reynolds, so
oh.
when him making these little cheesy remarks, I'm like, dude, just do the movie. Like, what was he? Aquaman? Or no, Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning of the movie, he's sitting there and he's all, the only reason I got this role is because I did so good in the Green Lantern. And I'm like, dude.
The Green Lantern sucked.
Shut up.
Yeah. I liked him in Blade 3.
Yeah, he was good there.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to go see Deadpool with the Red Queen, but I had to work, so. But she went and saw it anyway, and she is wetting her pants over it.
I know, because she loves Ryan Reynolds,
right? Mm-hmm. All the ladies love Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Did you see him on People Magazine? They're all the hottest or sexiest father.
Have they not met me? I'm pretty sexy.
I was like this.
I don't have pink eye.
I'm like, where is Tom Hardy? He should be on this
cover. Is he a father too?
Yes.
He should be on there.
Yeah.
I'll take Tom Hardy over Ryan Reynolds any day of the week. Very cool. That's what we're looking at. Let's get into a little immersion therapy then. The Cabinet of Dr. Calamari.
Immersion therapy.
It's funny when you go back and watch these really, really old movies, you can kind of see where modern directors and actors get their influences.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Watching this one, it was just oozing with Tim Burton, right?
Yeah.
Like the sets and the way everything looked. It's clearly Tim Burton has seen this movie probably a bazillion times. Probably has like an original print or something. Good show. Pretty crazy with like the, what is it, the somnambulist or something like that. Yeah. Kid that's asleep for 23 years. Yeah, it gets into some very psychological, mind-bendy kind of stuff. I liked it. I like it a lot. I've seen it quite a few times. I used to have like a VHS copy that was so fucked up. And it was actually fucked up when I bought it. I bought it brand new, but like the transfer was ridiculous. Like you couldn't barely read any of the fucking subtitles. And like the subtitle, it didn't have the original German script like it did on Netflix. It had like American or English dialogue placards.
Okay.
But they were so fucked up you could barely read them. You had to, I had to like pause it and then kind of... Okay, Alex. I think Alex likes the chick too, dude. All right, let it go. You know. Excuse me. I like this version a lot better because the one I had was just plain black and white. This one had like different tints to different parts, which I think is actually pretty cool. It kind of, I don't know if this ties in or not, but there's actually a version of not the original Nosferatu. F.W. Murnau's classic that has the same thing with the different tints, and it's got typo negative music playing over it.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool. I used to have that on VHS, too, but I had to throw all my VHS tapes away.
Huh.
Thanks a lot, honey. What'd you guys think of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari?
I liked it.
I liked it, too. I really dug the music in it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally, it was awesome.
Again, with that Tim Burton vibe a little bit. Very cool. Very good times. Your immersion therapy for this week is going to be Nightmares in Red, White, and Blue. This is actually a documentary. It stars Lance Henriksen and John Carpenter, directed by Andrew Monument. This is just a step back in getting into our horror roots and how things came about and different influences and stuff like that. Thought it would be an interesting watch. Check it out, inmates, and let us know what you thought of that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I think we should educate Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
I don't have an intro for that. I don't know what I'm doing. Monica, your question for last week was Nazis, experiments, tortures, what the hell is these guys' problems, and what were they really up to? They were into some nasty shit, dude. They actually had their own occult division. That was an actual thing. I don't know if they actually got into reanimation of dead soldiers or anything like that. The chief of that division was Dr. Mengele, who was a silly bitch. He had a bizarre fascination for twins, identical twins.
Oh, okay.
So he would like experiment on them and do like some nasty shit to see what made them so similar and what kind of connection there was between them.
Ruthless.
Stuff like that. Yeah, just nasty stuff. And he pretty much had free reign of the death camps, too. So if he was strolling through and found anybody he wanted to open up and poke around in, well, he was free to do that.
Wow.
Today is your unlucky day.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I can dig up here real quick. Yeah, pretty nasty stuff. You don't want any part of that. Medical experiments and large numbers of prisoners.
Now, I heard that Marilyn Manson, the things that he uses in his videos, those are actually from the Nazi days that he would find and buy for his collection.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. I got some diagrams here. I don't know if this is true, but it said he would sew pregnant ladies' legs shut.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true. This could be horse shit, huh?
For what?
To see which end the baby comes out of, I guess. I don't know. Just nasty, unethical human experimentation, it says. Such as the Nuremberg Code, the Declaration of Helsinki. Nazi, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they broke a lot of international laws doing that. But Nazis are assholes. What do you expect, man? It's bad business. Yeah, when you give somebody another human being to do with as they please, nothing good's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
If I had ownership of, say, Buddy here, I'm going to drill a hole in you. you know, just to see what's going on. I don't think I would, but he's a good guy. Monica, how can we educate you this week, my dear?
Well, after watching our old-time movie, I wanted to know what other people would recommend for classics. What's their favorite classic movies?
What qualifies a classic to you?
A black and white.
Black and white?
Yeah.
Okay. Sound or no sound?
It can have sound, and you can have up to 1960. Nothing okay. after 1960.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of curious what... You know, what everybody thinks is their favorite.
It's good to get back to where we came from. Go back Absolutely. To the roots of horror every now and then. Because like this week, I mean, we saw a lot of influence come out
of
Dr.
and I didn't know this movie existed. And when I read about it, that it opened up so many doors, I was wow, really interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. All righty, that's your question of the week, kids. Let's put this bitch to bed with a little werewolf athletics action. Understand, Tim got his shirt. That's pretty sweet.
The Company of Wolves.
Tim, I'm glad you got your shirt, man. I'm sorry it took 3 fucking months to do it, but addresses in Australia are pretty weird. So if you need to send anything over there, don't take it to the packing post. Well, actually, you probably could now, because Tim and I have schooled them on what Australian addresses look like. Tim got a shirt. That's pretty cool. I'm going to be ordering another round of shirts. Buddy, I'll get you one.
Awesome.
And that's pretty sweet. I couldn't do anything this week, because when I went to the urgent care, she said to make sure that nothing gets in my eye, including sweat. So I've pretty much been hanging on the couch watching American Horror Story all week, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
What I did do instead of that is drink water and try not to eat like a total filth pig. got a few like little push-ups and pull-ups in just to fucking shake the dust off, but that's about it. That's pretty much all we got on the week, Monica. Have you signed up for the Mud Factor yet?
No, not yet.
You better get on the fucking Mud Factor, dude.
I am. I've been doing a lot of more since I'm at work so long. Yeah. I do been running up and down the stairs. I do not enjoy that.
That sucks, man. Stairs are actually one of the best things for you, though.
Yeah, but this knee, like, I've never had any injuries, but I don't. Yeah, I can feel it. I'm like, oh,
It's called getting old, sweetie. It's the fucking same thing that's happened to me. Woke up the other morning, I got a red eyeball. I don't even know where it came from. I guess it's just going to be red from now on. Great. Get ready to get some weird looks at the salad bar. Son of a bitch. Red eyeball. I think Crackhouse Matt hit us up, though. He was complaining about his back, and I think you actually gave him the best possible advice. If you wake up with a bad back, or you know you have a bad back, or a red eyeball, don't fuck around, kids. Go get it looked at, you know? If you just... I'm one of these guys that likes to wait until I'm bleeding before I go to the doctor.
Too.
Yeah,
me
too. I wait for something to fall off or something before I actually go to the doctor. Those days are done. If I wake up now with like my foot pointing the wrong way, I gotta go to the doctor, dude. That's all there is to it. I can't be the tough guy anymore, because otherwise I'll end up with my foot pointing the wrong way for the rest of my fucking life. Just go get it looked at. Don't be a dickhead, and don't try to be a tough guy either.
The problem with that is, just because I'm in medical, is people start getting epidurals in their back and it works for 6 months,
right.
And then you're right back to where you are. Just get it fixed.
That's,
if you need surgery, just do it.
The back is a tricky thing too, man. Once that starts going out, that's going to ruin your whole day, possibly even your decade. Because that's not something that's easily fixed, usually requires surgery, just like your husband. And then once you have the surgery, then that's going to lead to other fucking shit. And then you got to take medication for that shit, but then the medication is going to have side effects, which needs more medication. And then those pills have side effects. Before you know it, dude, You're like in a convalescent home.
Oh yeah, one of my best friends, his tailbone disintegrated all the years of lifting.
Yeah.
And the pills they gave him killed his kidneys. So now he's like one step away for dialysis.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if you start dialysis, you know you're dead,
you're
right?
You're done. You're done.
He's like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got like maybe a one good year, and then after that, you're bedridden, and you can go ahead and call it a life, homeboy. Get it looked at. Don't be a dickhead like me. Other than that, kids, I think that's about it for the week. What do you guys want to do next week?
I don't know. What should we do?
What sounds good? Buddy, throw out a title.
Ooh, I don't even know.
All right, let's take a look here. Join us next week for...
What was the other one we were thinking about doing? Was there another Nazi one we were going to do or something?
I don't think so, man. Ah, hell, guys.
Blind Dead?
Well, that's a 4-movie... fucking saga right there.
Oh my
goodness.
We're
coming out of franchise February. Join us next week, inmates, for Cloverfield.
There we go.
We'll do Cloverfield next week. So, for the Padded Room Podcast, Miss Monica and Buddy, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.